Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly. How the Freedom Ride Shaped the Nation. That's the title here in regard to our next conversation. I'm honoured to catch up with the Honourable Professor Anne Cuthroys, a freedom rider back in the day, 60-odd years ago, and we have Professor on the line. Professor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And look, it's an honour to be speaking with you. We're talking about igniting change and inspiring hope after 60 years on, the Freedom Ride and how it shaped the nation. And, of course, you were one of the freedom riders. First of all, Professor Anne Cuthroys, Honourable Honorary, tell us who is Anne Cuthroys.
Oh, who am I?
Yes.
Well, I'm now a historian, but at the time I was a student doing an arts degree at Sydney University, in fact majoring in history. So I had a bit of sense of history, although I had no idea that the Freedom Ride would be so well remembered as it has been. And so in between the Freedom Ride and now, I've been, you know, teaching and researching Australian history, including quite a lot of Aboriginal history.
Sure. The old saying, you know, like no one's born racist. And we need to stamp it out. Here we are in the 21st century, 2025. It is still upon us. And we're trying to stamp it out in the workplace, on the sporting field, in the schools, in the universities, across the board. But it's an evil platform, isn't it?
It is. And it's always been something I've been really interested in way back then. Just why people were racist, what was the basis of that, and what can you do about it, how do you challenge it, how do you turn things around. And so I think the Freedom Ride was part of challenging that very directly, challenging, like, just, you know, segregation, discrimination, all those things, and sort of supporting the sort of growing Aboriginal protest movement that was developing right around that time. You know, the emergence of people being very political and challenging the situation, which was pretty bad at the time.
Yes. Let's talk about the Freedom Riders. Who was at the table? How many students were involved? How did it all start? Well, and how did you get the bus? Did someone own the bus? Did someone hire the bus in regards to your journeys across New South Wales country?
Well, good questions. I mean, the number of students was around 33. Some started a bit late. Some had to leave early because of sick parents or something like that. But around 33 most of the time. And there'd been a preparation period of about 6 months before that. The group, student group called Student Action for Aborigines, that was the name of the organisation. And that organisation did a lot of preparation about, you know, when to go, where to go, where would we stay overnight, how would we hire a bus, all those things. So that was all done by the students over a period of time, a bit of fundraising and so on.
And how many First Nation students were involved and how many non-Indigenous students?
There were two, Charles Perkins and Gary Williams.
Okay, big shout out. Yes, yes. And their families. And so the other students were non-Indigenous but saw the racism, were disgusted with it, and was a part of the fight, you could say.
That's right. I think a lot of, I mean, it was a period of a time of student radicalism about, you know, a range of issues, and I think probably the most important one was racism. People concerned about racism both overseas, like apartheid in South Africa, and here at home. And in fact, the more that around that time, 64, 65, that was when students were becoming much more aware of racism in Australia. Sometimes they'd grown up in situations where they weren't terribly aware of it, but they did as they met people at first at university or in other situations.
And look, one example, as you travel around, you heard the story about is the reason why the Freedom Riders went to Moree, tried to take Aboriginal children to the local pool but were denied entry due to the council by law. And they held 3-hour protests confronted by a hostile local crowd. And it was very hot and crowded, noisy that day, and police escorted the party, and they walked single through the crowd with who received thrown eggs and tomato stones and spat on as well. So there's racism at its max.
That's all true. Hmm. That is all true. We've been to Moree twice. We went the first time they let the students in, and so there's some quite famous photographs of Charles Perkins in the pool with the children, Aboriginal children. But as soon as we left Moree, the segregation was reimposed. The children were kept out of the pool, so we came back and we had another demonstration, and that's the one that was pretty hostile. And as you said, very hot day, lots of anger, and it lasted for quite a few hours. But in the end, there was a deal done that if we left, the question of the pool would be brought up at the Moree Council. And so that's what happened. Mm. Although when it came up to the council, it took 6 months for the change.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Can't see the importance in it. 6 months in the in-tray, you could say.
That's right.
Ridiculous. And look, fantastic. Here you are. And look at 60 years on. Are we still in the same boat? Have we got better? I mean, we're seeing now black leaders in regarding the political space, black leaders on stage or entertainment in sports and even in the professional spaces, doctors and lawyers and what have you. But we've still got an uphill battle, have we not?
I think there's definitely an uphill battle. And I get very worried when questions of racism sort of resurge. Like, it seems to get bad at particular times and then things improve and then you have another kind of bad surge. So there are still major, major issues, but I do think all the things you just said, the growth of Aboriginal sort of leadership and education and in the arts and sport and all of that, all of that really matters. All that's really important, I think, but it's still not the end of the story.
No.
We've got a way to go.
Well, here they're talking about throwing out truth-telling, you know, pull down the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander flags and, you know, not changing the date, so to speak, you know. And
I know. I'm quite worried about it. A real sort of turn backwards on some of these issues. But then I sort of think, well, you have to just kind of fight the fight again, you know. I do think that what groundswell of support is pretty strong. You know, all the people who voted, you know, in the referendum and so on. So there's a lot of support, but there's also some very bad signs as well. I do worry about them.
Yes. And that's why we need more black successes, and for all our mob out there, especially young ones, look, complete grade 12, go into university if you need to, or start a business, or just work in a job, but be the best you can be in the job, and rise that way. Black successes, it empowers. Success breeds success, is what I'm thinking.
Yes, absolutely. And I've seen it, you know, getting old.
Thank you,
That's happening more and more in recent decades. And it is making a difference, definitely.
Now, Freedom Ride remembers a book, well, 2002. Is that the latest book that's come out?
Still available.
Yes.
Still available.
So get our people out there, and what, black and white? Read the story. I always say Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history is the history. And we need to get educated in history,
right.
You know?
There's quite a lot of detail in the book, so you can really kind of get into it if you want to.
Yeah. Well, it's been an honour to be talking with you, Honorary Professor Anne Cuthoys. Thank you very much. And all the best to your family. And enjoy that journey. And here we are, 2025, still fighting the fight, my sister.
Oh, well, thank you, and all the best to you and your program and your listeners.
You take care. All the best. Keep smiling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Honorary Professor Anne Cuthoys, Freedom Rider she was, 60-odd years ago. And here she is, still in the fight there, non-Indigenous, fighting for our mob and our existence and stamping out racism. Racism is evil, too. As I said, you're not born racist. So there you go. unlearn it, you could say, more ways than one. Treat people who want to be treated. Life is simple, isn't it? People complicate it. Have your say, Jan Upstrong. Add to the conversation, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy country as BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, is the bully one, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. Big shout out to my mob, father side, 1 year Gungalita. That's Dumiji Mornton Olloway, born in the Curry, Murray from the Curry. And my beautiful mother with me in spirit, Dunley Island, Arab. All my shout out to my mob there, up there in Dunley Island, Arab, and the Sailor Pit mob, my clan. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. National Talk Black.
Remember 1965, the story of the Freedom Ride, on a bus they rode from town to town. East to west, north to south, to get it from the horse's mouth, those true stories on the ground. On a blazing summer's day, Charlie Perkins led the way at the public pool in Moree. Step back, said the man, you can't get in. You got the wrong colored skin. We don't want no trouble here, you see. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard now, step inside. All aboard the Freedom Ride. Come and join the Freedom Ride. Fight for justice, fight for pride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. Charlie says, now that's a shame, 'cause trouble is my middle name. You know names hurt more than sticks and stones. You can try to knock us down, try to run us out of town, but look around, you'll see I'm not alone. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard now, step inside. All aboard the Freedom Ride. Come and join the Freedom Ride. Fight for justice, fight for pride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. We'll always need a Freedom Ride. Fear and hate will never die. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy country as BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, now, rangers make finding platypus their number one priority. There it is.
Number.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you, my brothers. And I'm speaking with Alfred Hunter and cousin there, Caesar Hunter, who are Japagai Boomba Rangers. A very good morning, my brothers. How are you?
Morning, everyone. Yeah,
yep.
Good.
Fantastic. Yeah, too beautiful. Alfred, start with you. Let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, brother.
I'm from Crowndo, and my mob is a Jabba Guy mob.
Yes. And Caesar, you're in the same tree. Let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, brother.
Yeah, I'm Caesar Hunter from Crowndo 2, yes. Jabba Guy people.
Yes. The people of the rainforest, too deadly. Big shout out to all you Jabba Guy mob. Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, Caesar, you're younger than Alfred, eh? He's your senior there as a ranger. You got to look up to him. He's your cousin, but he's your boss. Is that right?
Yeah, might say.
Listen, Alfred, how long have you been a ranger for Japaka Boomba Rangers?
About 3 years now. Yeah.
3 years, brother. And Caesar, how long have you been there?
Going on for half a year.
Half a year. Enjoying the journey, Caesar? You liking it?
Yes, going good.
Oh, good, brother, good. And you're leading from the front, Alfred, so congratulations, 3 years. That's fantastic. Now, it's deadly when we've got rangers working on country, looking after country. It's the best ingredient in the world. And when we're talking about black on black and black people on country, that's the best vehicle you could say as a job. Would you agree?
Yeah. With this platypus project, we just, end of last year, we just did a big presentation down in Melbourne.
Okay.
I think it was December month. Yeah, December month.
Deadly, fantastic.
That's a platypus project.
Okay, platypus project. So it says rangers are finding platypus their number one priority. So the number one priority. So tell us about the platypus and what it does to the environment, and is it important to the environment?
Yeah, well, it's dedicated to, like, the healthy waterways.
Yeah.
Too, as well. Yeah.
Good.
But up here in the rainforest, we haven't seen a platypus, like, for a while, like, up 30 years plus.
And they're coming back, are they, or?
Yeah, they're slowly coming back. We're slowly seeing them.
Sure. Well, that shows society, and as we grow and as we build, and when we're talking about cities and towns and bridges and buildings and what have you, it affects the environment and affects the wildlife. Hence, yeah. We haven't seen platypus. Yep.
Yeah. They do actually get up and move around to as well and travel a fair bit.
Sure. Fantastic. Away, yeah. How many rangers on board, Alfred?
There's about seven, yes.
Seven. Yep. And paint the picture for our listeners, Jabba Guy country. Whereabouts is it and how big is it and where does it extend to?
It's spread out with other different clan groups too as well.
Yep.
I'm under the umbrella of the Jabba Guy Nation too as well. And,
Good. And you got females on board as well? Sisters?
Yep. Yeah, we've got two.
Good.
Sophie and Chloe there as well, two sisters.
Well, big shout out to two sisters. And we've got two cousins there, Hunter Mob, you know, fantastic. And tell us the sort of work that you do as rangers on your country.
We actually care for our country too as well.
Yes.
And like I said, we're doing a big project with this platypus and we're going to keep it on going. Yeah, we do a lot of monitoring, a bit of everything, really.
And paint the picture, platypus, do they give birth or do they lay eggs? Pardon my ignorance. What do they do?
Lay eggs.
They lay eggs. Okay, thank you. So you help nurture the animals and the eggs and when they become babies and when they hatch. And is that what your job entails?
This year we're going to try and get on top of that too as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to try and get, travel to other places where they have more experience with that kind of work.
Sure. Now, they're amphibian. They live in the water and on the land, don't they? But they need water around their environment, don't they?
Yeah.
So we're talking creeks. Are we talking creeks or are we talking rivers or?
Creeks.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. And what would be their predators? Dingoes?
Caesar will answer that one.
Hey?
Maybe just bigger mammals,
Yep.
Probably just snakes and that, really. They're big.
Is that right? Yep. Mm. Because they're not dangerous platypus, are they? I mean, they can't hurt humans, is that right?
They have like a poisonous barb.
Oh.
Yeah, on the front feet or back feet.
Well, so if that stabbed you, it's poison. Can it be fatal?
Yeah.
Whoa. And I didn't know that.
No one hasn't like found a
cure.
Medicine
for it. Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys got to work very carefully when you're working with these beautiful animals.
Yeah, true.
Number one priority, but number one priority would be safety as well. Would you agree, my brothers?
Yeah.
Bug it out. Well, that's deadly. Well, it's great that you guys are working on your country. It's great that you're working with these beautiful animals. And the fact that they've come back, and that's a good sign. And we need to nurture these beautiful animals. So when you're working as rangers, I mean, of course, we get government funding to make this happen. Do you deal with, scientists who deal with the animals that live on country? Is there communication and is there education both ways from a black perspective, but also from a white university perspective, yeah?
We work with a corporation named WWF.
Okay.
Wildlife Funding.
Yep, big shout out, Wildlife Funding, yep.
You know the little panda bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so they fund what you guys do, yes?
Yeah, they worldwide.
Yeah, beautiful.
Stuff. Yeah.
So. Well, that's good. So they're looking, helping.
Travel with them too and learn.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, they'd be learning off you as well, and you learning off them. It's two-way street, isn't it?
Shout out to Emma Spencer for helping us.
Emma Spencer, yeah, big shout out. Emma Spencer. So she's with WLF?
WWF.
WWF. Yep.
Yeah, that's the one.
Beautiful. Well, that's fantastic. Love what you guys are doing. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. Number one priority, looking after those platypus, but also looking after yourself, looking after mob on country, looking after country, and you're getting paid to do it. Which you must feel guilty when you get your pay pack. Must feel shame. You take that money, my brothers. Good yarning with you, and big shout out to all your Delhi mob and Japaco mob. Very strong, brother, and keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Yep, no worries.
Caesar, Alfred, we'll talk soon, my brothers.
Yep.
Well,
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Alfred Hunter and Caesar Hunter, Japaco Boomba Rangers, and Rangers make finding platypus their number one priority. Is that a pronounce? NGUNBA, number one priority. So it's about looking after those beautiful animals that have a virtue. You could say come back to life. I mean, they're close to getting extinct, and they're back now extinct, but strong work that the Rangers are doing. Have brought them back to life and helped nurturing. But I didn't know. They got a spear foot there that can be fatal if you're not careful with the platypus. So you might see a beautiful platypus. Don't go patting it. So there it is. Be careful. But talk to rangers. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here. Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, too deadly.
Eddie on the track.
Stay awake at night, just until you fall asleep. I won't stay awake too long, can't wait to see you in my dreams. So heavy, as long as you get me to be a part of your dream, and I'm sleeping as long as you let me. As long as you let me be a part of your dream, and I'm sleeping. Man, you got me falling. Such a rush. I didn't
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Red car, green car, yellow car, police car, dump truck, out the lot.
Yes, very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, you mob. That Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All right, too, Deadly, going to have a beautiful yarn now, a Deadly yarn with Dr. Mark Ben Barker. But let's also talk about slash, in brackets, Mary G. One of two, and got the brother on the line. And a very good morning, Dr. Mark. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you, brother? Long time no see.
Long time no see. Been a long time. Exactly. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Dr. Mark?
Well, I'm a descendant of Stolen Generation. Mm. I'm not Stolen Generation myself, but I live in Broome. I've grown up in Broome all my life.
Yes.
But my mother was taken away from a place called Horse Creek, which is famous for Kevin Gunn, Ernie Bridge, Josie Farrah, who was in State Parliament. It's been a very important town in terms of the artists that come out of there. But I wasn't fortunate to be grown up there. I grew up in Broome, which probably gives me an extra flavour.
Extra flavour.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Bit of pearl meat might be. But yeah, I grew up in Broome all my life. But
yes.
I'm a Kimberley man, and I come from the town of Horse Creek originally.
Beautiful.
I'm a Gidja. I'm a Gidja man.
Gidja man. Well, big shout out to you, Mob. Beautiful footprint. Thank you very much. So let's talk about Dr. Mark Ben Barker. Now, Honourable ECU, tell us about your growing up. Tell us about your education. And look, we'll catch up with Mary G very soon. But tell us about who is Dr. Mark Ben Barker?
I was a bit of a dreamer young man. And I remember my mother asking me, do I want to go down south to boarding school when I was a young man? And I said, how am I going to get there? And she said, oh, you have to go on the plane. So I said, yes. I didn't know what was at the other end.
Okay.
I just wanted to fly on a plane.
That's all. Yep.
Yeah. But no regrets.
Beautiful.
I went down to Geraldton. I was in Geraldton for 3 years in the boarding school. Then I went on to Perth and did my apprenticeship as a boilermaker welder.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you completed Grade 12?
Yep.
Yep, okay. Yep.
I went to Mount Lawley High School, then I did my apprenticeship.
Yes.
And then I set up Ab Music in Perth, so Aboriginal Music School. So because I was a musician, I wanted opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to learn the theory of music, you know, so that they become better persons and more qualified as a musician, but also to discipline them about education. So I was surrounded by the alcohol, the drugs, the domestic violence, and you saw it all, and I kind of went, wow, this is a bit of a shock because I never grew up like that.
Yes.
My father came from Singapore,
okay.
And so I've got a Malay, Chinese heritage
okay.
from my father.
Yes.
And my mother, of course, Aboriginal woman from Horse Creek in Broome. So
you're a bit of fruit salad away. There, my brother.
yeah. Well, they say, well, Queensland will relate to all of that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. And that's what carved me who I am, because I grew up in a multicultural society. I appreciated everybody else, but I became a very strong advocate for our people's plight. So that drove me to try and create change through our music and through, working with media. And
yes.
One of the things and live performance. And one of the things that accidentally happened was radio. So I became a radio celebrity, and then I got kicked off radio because of Mary G. So Mary G took over, and I became the producer.
Okay, well, let's bring Mary G to the conversation now. So Mary G, ruined your professional radio entity into the character that everyone knows now and travels the world, and all them good-looking men chasing you too, Mary G. Say hello to Mary G.
Hello, darling. Trevor, when are you going to marry me? You promised me you're going to marry me.
Knock
I wouldn't
off.
Say that many times looking for you, but you kept dodging me.
Knock off my wife listening, brother. Don't go there, my sister. Shut up.
Well, what she don't know won't hurt her.
Hey, knock off. So, Mary G, tell me about your journey. Tell me about how you touch people's lives using radio as the vehicle.
Well, look, I heard Mark on radio one night. He was boring as bat, you know what? And so I thought I'd pop in and help him out with the show.
Sure.
Rock and Mary. And, you know, from there it grew that everybody wanted to hear me and not him. So, and you can understand that because he is so boring.
And Mary G. Fine-looking specimen.
Yes. And, of course. And, of course, a lot of men were wanting to know who I was. A lot of women was jealous of me.
Yes.
And I knew a lot of, I got a lot of straight men, you know, and I used to mention their names and their wives used to get jealous and things like that. But what I realized was how important the radio is in terms of getting the message across to our people.
Yes.
And one of the most common things that our people have is the ability to laugh at ourselves. You know?
Well, we belong to that, aren't we? Humor, we belong to that, aren't we? We mock everywhere, everything.
Yes. Everything and everybody.
Well, I always say this, brother. We're full of mock that we could be at the sorry business, at the funeral, the coffin going there, and you nudge that brother next to you. See the lad there? He still owe me 50. He just dodged me, that fella. Yeah, the mock has got to come out no matter where we are and what we do, and
That's right. That's right. And I think that's a instrument or a tool subconsciously that's got us through the hard times, you know?
True.
Our people put up with a lot of crap that Australia still doesn't want to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided, well, I'm going to be a voice for our people because they don't have a voice. And, I mean, I know there's a lot of great media people around, countrymen, but I thought, well, I'll step up and play my part too and deal with the social and emotional well-being of our people, mind, spirit, and soul, and also health messages, you know, because for us to get through all of this, we've got to make sure that we're healthy in the mind, in the body, and in the soul.
Well, exactly, Mary Jane. You look at some of our deadly entertainers, our black entertainers in this country, our deadly sports people, politicians, whatever character or whoever you are, if you got that platform to speak, then speak for our mob, speak for our future, speak for our existence. And we are the first peoples. And that's what Mary G does. She too deadly.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And of course, Mark, he tries to, you know, intrude on my parameter. But
stay in your lane, Mark.
I keep pushing him back. Oh, come on, Mary, you're being a bit rough on me. Yeah, shut up. Yeah.
See? So, no, you don't.
He's jealous of me, you know?
No, you don't. That's right, exactly. But there's a time and place, you know what I mean? If you want that serious yarn, Mark, Dr. Mark.
The good thing about our people is when we've got something to say, we say it.
Yeah, shoot from the hips, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. And you're going to see my hips.
Thank you. Yeah, imagine your hips. So, too deadly. So how long has Mary G been on the airwaves?
Oh, God have mercy, now you're counting. I'm lining up for pension now.
Well, I noticed some of our black people have titled you as our black Dame Edna.
Yes, I am the black queen of the Kimberley. I'm
Thank
the black
you.
Queen of Australia.
Yes.
And, of course, I'm waiting for a man out there to put a ring on my finger. he's got to be rich and have one foot in the grave.
Thank you.
You know, because I need the money. You rich?
So when you die, and when he die, you get all the money.
Exactly.
That's a plan of attack. It's a financial vehicle. You're an entrepreneur, aren't you?
There you go.
Mary G, you're an entrepreneur, aren't you?
Well, I try to be. Gammon one, you know?
Gammon one. Look, too deadly. So beautiful. You deliver messages, but you have fun with people as well. You know what I mean?
No, well, exactly. And that's what it's all about, you know, having fun and enjoying each other's company. Making people laugh and making them feel good about themselves, especially kids too, you know?
Yes. So when we're talking about Mary G and the work that you do on radio, there's an extension of the work that you do. I'm talking MCs or, I don't know, a keynote speaker at an organization or function or whatever the case may be. So Mary G wears plenty hats, you could say, or gowns, yep?
Yes, I have one head and many hats. And But I also perform live as a musician. I've got my own band called the G-Spots.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yes, I have my own band called the G-Spots. I've got five, darling.
Five? Five in a band? Five-piece band?
Eh?
How many in the band?
Five.
Thank you. Five. Five G-Spots.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have?
Yeah. So I've got six G-Spots.
Shut up, you got six G-Spots. So you perform as a band. So Well, I yet to see this band perform, and it's been a while since you've been to Far North Queensland. Hillbillies up north here. Come join us. Bring your band, Mary G.
I really want to. And I think the most important thing is to make sure that everybody is safe, everybody's good, and having a good time and having fun and laughter, you know, because that's the secret to healing. I was watching a special the other night about an old Chinese man who was 101, and they said to him, what is it that's kept you going so long? And you know what he said to me? And I think everyone should listen to this. Mm. Oh, not, he never said that to me. He said it on TV. But
he was talking to you, but... Mm.
Keep massaging your feet. Because the tree, no matter how big the tree is, no matter how green the leaves are, it's the roots that gives it everything.
Oh,
and when you think about it, it's the same thing. So I'm now into having my feet massaged and rubbed and, you know, things like that. Because... It's still connected to the body and still connected to the soul and to the brain. So
that's so beautiful.
People, especially people with diabetes, you know?
Yeah, look, that's so beautiful and nicely explained. My grandfather used to always say, look after your feet because the feet carry you for the whole of your life. And that's what you're leading to, you know what I mean? That's so powerful. Yeah. So massage feet. So you got your leg up now and Mark massaging your feet while you're yarning with me, eh?
Yes. Yeah, as long as you stay at my ankles, don't start creeping up. God have mercy.
Once you get black, you won't go back.
No, that's right. You might try to wake up my G-spot.
G-spot, beautiful. Listen, how often does a G-spot perform? Where and when?
Well, the G-spots are performing all the time.
Yeah.
And we're planning a Kimberley tour and heading down south to Perth and stuff like that. But look, at the end of the day, the trouble with touring with a band is the cost of the overheads.
Sure, exactly. Exactly.
Flights and accommodation.
So if someone reaches out to Mary G to perform, it would be like an MC gig, and that's a solo gig. But no one reaches out for the G-spot featuring Mary G. So that's
correct.
That's got to be, you've got to be approached that way, don't you? G-spot featuring Mary G.
Yep.
And then it covers all costs then. And look, to what I'm picking up, my beautiful sister, is it's not an expense. That's investment. We're talking entertainment. We're talking to the max and having Mary G with her backup G-spot crew.
Exactly, darling. The thing is that everybody needs to laugh.
Exactly.
Know, because mentally, it's a good thing to laugh.
And it's the best medicine, isn't it?
It heals the body. Good for the heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And I'm still wondering when you're going to make an approach. When are you going to leave your wife for me?
Mary G, don't knock off. We're on national radio, brother. We can't be doing this, you know.
You keep calling me brother.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at your photo here, and I've got Dr. Mark next to you, so I'm looking at that, brother. But my apologies, sister.
That's a scary photo.
No, it's nice. Nicely put. A good photo here of both of you. Look, good yarning with you. Great to be yarning with you on the journey of Mary G. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Love what you do. Love who you are. And keep Dr. Mark at bay. But I would say, Dr. Mark, congratulations. Honourable ECU. But Mary G, you're the professional. You're the professor in more ways than one.
Yes. You know, every dog got a tick on the back. Well, I've got one. He's named Mark.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All the old phrases.
The
phrase is, you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. Are you there right next to you?
Nah, that's right. That's so right.
Look, Mary G, good yarning with you. Please keep in touch, and we need to see you here in Cairns, please. And also, we need to be introduced to G-Spot.
Yes, I will bring the G-Spots with me. Next time I come.
Sounds deadly. We'll be yarning soon. And when you have the opportunity, tell Dr. Mark for his time as well. And he deadly brother, but your deadly sister.
Sour face.
Lip hanging down. You take care, Mary G. One love.
No worries, darling. And big love to you and all your listeners as well. And stay tune in to Trevor because he is a big feed.
Shut your mouth, beautiful. Take care, sister.
See ya.
Oh. Beautiful yarn. That's Mary G. and Jan Upstrong. And before Mary G, we had a beautiful yarn with Dr. Mark Binbaka, which is the two people are the same person, but there it is. But I think Mary G rises above that and is taking control and is leading the so-called duo into the future. So there it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Jan Upstrong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National Digital Radio Service, big shout out. Tune in to your daily program, National Talk Black.
When the lugs all sailed away from Roebuck Bay that fateful day, the diver on the B-19 was Nakamura. Yet 21, from the land of the rising sun, his homeland was the island Okinawa. In the deepest holes of the Lassa Beach shores, to fulfill the pearling master's goals, went the diver of the B-19, Nakamura. His quest for the lustrous pearl, as strong as his love for the beautiful girl, he went when he returned to Okinawa. But it's goodbye now, farewell. Say goodbye to Okinawa. For today they'll bury you in West Australia. Tropical squall, then the mercury began to fall. 40 fathoms deep was Nakamura. Set sail, no time to stay, for the storm began to rage, and they pulled to the surface the diver Nakamura. The agony in his eyes, an old Malay man cries, he knows the bends have got young Nakamura. Helplessly they cursed as the diver's lungs near burst, and he died on the deck, the boy from Okinawa. Cemetery in Broome, bearing gifts all deep in gloom, they walked with the body of the diver Nakamura. Headstones face the west, 1,000 divers lie at rest, and they're joined today by the boy from Okinawa. But it's goodbye now, farewell, say goodbye to Okinawa. For today they'll bury you in West Australia, and you will never be as one with the land of the rising sun. Sayonara, sayonara, Nakamura.
Birds loop.
4077.
Trees loop. Stars loop. Where you at?
Many years ago, but most of you know, I was out of control, never listened to what I was told. And one time, I went to Indrapilly, did something silly.
Oh, really?
TFSFCBN, me. Had a little fun with the hottie, were cruising through the Brisbane suburbs looking for a snatch on our way home. Oh no, ninging eyes on my back. Oh yes, we crashed.
Were you going too fast?
I don't know, I'm having flashbacks, thinking about
train lines. Pack paw pool. I'm high, see the demons in my eyes.
It's time to ride.
Today we stand as one tribe. Fill your glasses up, raise them to the sky.
And I'm still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the gang. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good.
And if you don't recognize, then you should.
And I'm still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the gang. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good.
And if you don't recognize, then you should.
It's really changed in our hood, I wish it never would. We freestyle with juveniles that are up to no good. Never fold, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. DCP and aim on B on a mission for the gold, the dough, the bread, the cash, pass the hash fast. See the D's and make a dash, laugh, I'm going in the flash.
That's how it's done, son.
Spot a bully man and run us fun till you're staring down the barrel of a gun. Brutality is a cold reality. Gradually, tragedy changes your mentality. Profanity becomes a part of your personality. The strategy is not to lose your only bit of sanity.
Huh?
We want mob from friends to family, so understandably I carry on the name like it married me. Actively causing chaos with catastrophe, practically telling you that's the way it has to be.
And all is still the same,
ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the gang, rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good.
And if you don't recognize, then you should.
And all is still the same,
ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the gang, rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good.
And if you don't recognize, then you should.
Indigenous intruders, that's our name.
Sex, drugs, grog, money, that's just part of the game.
It's all the same, every B.O.I.S. is on a mission.
Mission to make something go missing, it's a competition.
Hey, it's an olive oil tradition, so listen.
Blaze up and pump your system.
With the screwy and ignition, burning rubber, watch your smoke go in the air.
Throw your hands up like you just don't care.
Oh yeah, putting it down for my boys, we be keeping it real. Doing deep deals, love the dope to steal for a meal, for real.
It happens every day in INALA, getting charged, getting wrecked, and blowing up payday.
From Monday to Friday, I'm sent to get an education, but my communication with administration causes irritation, aggravation. Try and stop this creation, never fading.
Those who live another situation.
And all is still the same,
ain't nothing changed.
And all of B.O.I.C.B. the gang, rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good.
And if you don't recognize, then you should.
And all is still the same,
ain't nothing changed.
And all of B.O.I.C.B. the gang, rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good.
And if you don't recognize, then you should.
Still the same,
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 ain't nothing changed.
Still the same.
Still the same.